The Gemara said that we today, Be'etzim, should be mourning Yerushalayim in a very, very dramatic way. But at the same time, Ein Gozim Gzeira LaTzibur Elim Kein Roiv LaTzibur Yechayim Lamed Ba. So what we do do, Zecher L'Chorben Beis HaMikdash, is that when a person is doing what he's doing, he's supposed to always have some zikaron, some remembrance of Chorben Beis HaMikdash. Now the truth is, there is a time of year where we mourn Yerushalayim, we mourn the Beis HaMikdash in a more intense way. And that is during the Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks, and even more so during the 9 days, Mishenichnas Av, Mematim Besimcha, and even more so, Shvur Shechal Boi, Tisha B'Av, and even more so on Tisha B'Av itself. Meaning there is a time of year where it's Davar Be'itai to go and to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. There was Azah HaMamina that we should do it the whole year. Ein Gozim Gzeira LaTzibur, what's the avoida? Yemeshayer tefach. That's the avoida. But the point is that there is a time of year, Kamuvin, where this is something that we do a little bit more dramatically. Approximately 7.5 years ago, when our Chabura made a siyum on Masechtas Bava Basra, last machzer, so Rabbi Bienenfeld spoke at the siyum. And he was makdim that it was during the 3 weeks. And as a result, he couldn't do his typical standard comedy routine, which he's known for. So he said that he has to tone it down. Now, did he tone it down? Anachta getog. Ein shum. It's g'day to listen to it. But at the same time, he was mesayim al kolponim with inyana diyoyma and davar be'itay matoiv. And he spoke a little bit about churban beis hamikdash, specifically a gemara in cheskas habatim, a gemara mesachtes bava basra that deals with churban beis hamikdash, this gemara right here. And he asked the Meiridig Akasha. He said that we know that during the 9 days, we don't eat basar and we don't drink wine. And the reason L'chaira is, Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash. Says Kasha was an Avel. Someone that's mourning is allowed to eat meat and he's allowed to drink wine. Faker, Tnu Sheikha La'oived, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. V'ivri Yayin Elo L'nachem Avelum. So what's Poshim Shah? Why is it that for Avelus of Yerushalayim, we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine, yet an Avel does eat meat and he does drink wine? How you talking? It's a pella. So he said that he was a young boy and he asked this kasha to an Adam Gadol, who he didn't name. And he said that the Adam Gadol told him the following. He told him, you're making a toast. He said, a dover nifla mamish. He said that the reason that during the 9 days we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine is not stam avelus ba'alma. If it was stam avelus ba'alma, then it would have to be consistently true for all avelim. The yesoid is the Prushim's Havamina, what they told Rabbi Yeshua in Unzer Gemara. The Prushim, when the Beis HaMikdash was charved, they said, we're not eating any more meat, we're not drinking any more wine. And they told Rabbi Yeshua, the Hergish was, that once upon a time the Beis HaMikdash used to eat meat. There was Achilas Mizbeach. Now there's no Achilas Mizbeach. So how could we eat if the Beis HaMikdash is we're not eating? Right, think about that. It's a Loig L'Rosh. It's such a beautiful Hergish. That if our father in Shemayim can't have something, I'm going to be Loig L'Rosh. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have it. I'm going to enjoy a good piece of meat when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misable over the fact that he can't eat a good piece of meat, kavi yochel, b'shtei chilo yisakasa medaber, this reyach nichayach l'Hashem, which is above our pay grade, abel ha-maisa. That was the hergish that they said, and we're going to drink wine. Once upon a time, the Ebishna, we were menasech yayin lavoy dezoro, so we should go ahead now, when we're in Azam Matzev, and we should drink wine. That was their hergish. But what Rabbi Yeshua tell them? He said, I hear. Then Mrs. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said in Mefurish. He said, "Miyom shechar beis hamikdash dinu shenigzar latzmenu shloi lechol basav alei lishdas yain." The hergish of the Purushim was spot on. Ella she'en goizin gzeira latzibur elim kein roiv tzibur yichaylum lamidba. So said Rabbi Binefal b'shem this Adam Gadol. That's the yisoid of not eating basar and not drinking wine during the 9 days. The yisoid is not avelus ba'alma, because if that was the case, it would be true for all Avelim. The Yisoid is that Be'etzem, you should never eat meat and drink wine. Not als Avelus Ba'alma, but als this Hergish, that if there's no Basar on the Mizbeach, we shouldn't eat Basar. And if there's no Yayin on the Mizbeach, then we shouldn't drink wine. Nor Vas ain't goes and say, Rala Tzibra, I'm okay, Rav Tzibra, Chaylon Lama, but you know what, for 9 days, Rav Tzibra, Chaylon Lama, but. And it's for that reason, during the 9 days, you don't eat basa, you don't drink wine. That's a hergish that's been miyuchad to churban beis hamikdash, that's hot nish with avelos ta'am. Mamish v'divrei pi chachem chen. But he was just moisef, one hoysafa. And that is, he said that he remembered when he was, you know, running his camp, Kiyadua. So a bacha once showed up to one of the siyum. I don't know if this happened or didn't happen, but a bacha showed up to the siyum with his laundry. And he said, ah, there's a siyum, I could do my laundry. He said, another guy came with a shaver. He says, Gevaldik, I know you're not allowed to shave during the 9 days. So he showed up with a shaver. He says, what are you doing? No, you're only allowed to eat meat. You're only allowed to drink wine. So he said, the bacha said, I understand. What's the difference? If we're making a simcha, and now all of a sudden you're allowed to eat basr, you're allowed to drink wine, so what's the difference between basr and yayin? What's the difference between shaving, and what's the difference between doing laundry? I mean, at first glance, it sounds like a klotz kasha. It's not such a silly question. He said a beautiful haragish. He said that if the yisoid of the isna basar and if the yisoid of the isa yayin is based on the fact that the Eibishter once had basar and the Eibishter once had yayin, now the Eibishter doesn't have basar, now the Eibishter doesn't have yayin, if that's the yisoid, then you can understand with a panim chadoshes maybe what the whole idea of the siyam is. The idea of the siyam is based on the Gemara and then the Masechtas Menachos. The Gemara says that kol oisik b'teiras achatos, it's ke'ilu hikrav chatos. V'chol oisik b'teiras ha'oilo, it's ke'ilu hikrav oilo. In fact, the Gemara says a person that learns Torah, even if it's not kochim, he doesn't need all the karbonis. Because when a person learns Torah, it's as if you're being makrif karbonis. So it could be the oimik of the siyam is that why am I not allowed to eat basar? Because the Eibish is not eating basar. But if I was just Messiah Torah, if I'm learning Torah, now the Eibish is eating basar. And if I'm learning Torah, now I am being Menasech Yayin on the Mizbeach. And if that's the case, now the Eibish does have it. It's in the world of Ke'ilu, Beseder. But the Eibish has it, and that's why I'm allowed to eat it. That's true for basar and Yayin. Obviously, it has nothing to do with laundry and shaving, but I'll go upon him. V'divrei pi chachem chein. The Pshan in the Gemara, it's Mamish Nikarim Divrei Emes. That's the aside. The Issa Basar and the Issa Yayin of the 9 days is based on the Prushim. It's based on Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Narvas Ein Geizim Gzeira La Tzibur Elam Kein Roiv Tzibur Yechaylam Lamed Ba. But this is already not a question of Ein Tzibur Yechaylam Lamed Ba. For 9 days, the Tzibur could be, and that's the aside of this.